All right, today's September 18th, 2019. Today's National Cheeseburger Day. Here we go again with people finding some out-of-the-way restaurants.
What's your favorite cheeseburger?
You know what? You're going to love. Sonic's got a damn good cheeseburger.
That's cool for that. Cool for that.
Sonic's got a good cheeseburger. I had one last night. Not bad. You?
Sam's. I like Sam's. Sam's got a really good. As a matter, you know why I know?
Why?
Because I brought home Sam's last night, and I didn't get a burger, but Clay had one and ate two bites of it. I go, that's a...
You get slapped?
You know, it's so big, and it was... Dang, go ahead.
Southern's got a good...
Oh, they got two kinds. Yes, one of them is the monstrosity.
Yes.
It's like about two stories high.
My son ordered that one time down there, and he stared at it for like a minute or two. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't think I can eat this.
You don't know how.
I said, well, Daddy can. Which leads into National Respect Day.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Aretha Franklin.
Yes, yes.
Three.
Oh, my goodness. Hug a greeting card writer day. You'd be good at that. You're a good writer. You'd be a good
greeter. Yeah, but I have nothing pleasant to say.
Maybe that's your forte. Maybe that's your job. Maybe that's your fortune.
Will forte?
Could be. All right, hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. It hits my head.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history on September the 18th. Download that WNSR app. Take it wherever you go. You know, when I go to the gym in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
I turn on Plaster. I'm there for about an hour and a half. I like to listen to George. I'm a big Watson Brown fan, even though he didn't give me a scholarship to Rice back in 1985 because he quit and came to Vanderbilt.
Have you?
I've gotten over it.
Have you told that? Yeah, I can tell.
I've not told him that.
You couldn't spell Rice.
I was there, man. I was packing my bags for Houston, and then he comes to Vanderbilt. Built. Damn you, Watson Brown! Here we go, Greg. September the 18th on this day. You ever heard of the name Red Ruffing? Pitcher?
Nope.
For the Yankees. Hits two home runs this day on this day in 1930 to beat the St. Louis who?
Browns.
That's right. Good job, buddy. This day, 1941, baseball has a major league record at this time of how many grand slams hit on this day, 1949?
Eight.
Only four.
Wow.
Hit on this day. Mm-hmm. 1983, the New Orleans Saints have their first ever overtime victory. They beat this team 34-31. On this team was second-year head coach, who later became an iconic figure in this city. So Saints beat this team, the team that they beat. The coach was in his second year. He later became an iconic figure in this city. He even had a Saturday Night Live skit after him. Say it.
Huh?
Say it.
Go ahead. I'm lost on this one. You've got the riddle inside. Who is it?
Okay, we're going to get this.
All right.
Saints bit this team.
All right.
They were not good. It was only his second year. He was an assistant coach at Dallas, took over this team. He later becomes an iconic figure in this city until to this day. Head coach. And they made an SNL skit about him.
I'm not drawing anything. What is it?
Mike Ditka. The Bears. I laid it out for you, man. I laid it out. Only I could have done with you was told you.
He lives here?
No, in that city.
No. I was trying to think of here. Yeah, the way you phrased it, this city like Nashville.
He became an iconic figure in that city.
That city.
Yes.
Okay, not this city.
No one. Wife hasn't heard anything you said in 26
Charlie,
years.
You didn't get it either. Yeah, I mean, it's, come on now. We're going to shoot the messenger on this
please.
One. Because I was thinking of Nashville. Who would it be?
Why would you think of Nashville?
Because you said this city.
Why don't you get out of the box? Became an iconic figure in this city. Not this city.
Not in this city. That city.
Good Lord.
The city.
Greg, 1987.
Greg, not this city. This city.
Yeah. This city, not this one.
You were missing the inflection.
Yeah, that this city.
No, he misses just a lot. This.
This city. Okay.
Go back to drawing a blank. I think you were better off.
1987. This first baseman DH for Detroit Tigers is the first 40-year-old to hit 30 home runs. 1987.
First
40-year-old to hit 30 home runs. 1987. Played for the Tigers. Played for a lot of teams, but the Tigers, this team. Left-handed guy.
Don Mattingly? No, Don Banks? Don... Daryl Evans?
Attaboy, Greggy. Getting there.
No, that was... that other one still got me messed up.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You're down 2-0 this week, right?
Yeah, I know.
All right, first up, Fred Willard.
Sorry. Natural reaction to Fred.
81.
85?
86. Good job. Why he's not in jail, I don't know.
What'd he do?
He looked up. Did he look up some?
Allegedly, stop it. Yeah, get allegedly. Out of this. He's not.
Google it.
He's not in jail, so obviously he has good attorneys, so right. We should be moving on.
Frankie Avalon. Ooh. He appeared as a teen angel in Grease.
Ooh.
Frankie Avalon.
I know Frankie Avalon. Okay. Oh, he's 80.
81.
79.
Ah.
Tatted ones. Look, Chuck Morris. I got the question.
Chuck Morris.
He got the question right. Thanks, Chuck. All right, Holly Robinson Peete.
It's because he can understand your pretzel logic.
Holly Robinson Peete.
She's back on TV now. With the show with Rick Fox.
Stalling, let's go.
46.
Oh, I know everyone from 21 Jump Street. She's got to be 55.
55, exactly.
Good Lord.
Nice. Dude,
I even know the spinoff Booker.
That was a
mind damn right
drop.
Joe watched it.
I watched it, too. I did. I watched that show.
Actress Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty.
48.
47.
48, exactly. This is good. 2-2. Actor James Marsden, who married a girl from Mount Juliet. I think they're divorced now. He married Dennis Lindy's daughter, the songwriter, who wrote Burning Love by Elvis. James Marsden.
50.
47.
46. He's actually very funny in Anchorman, too, as well. Let's go down here. Jason Sudeikis. Sudeikis, whatever.
Saturday Night Live?
Yep.
Okay.
48.
45.
44. Sonny's up 4-2. Here we go. Singer Jimmy Rogers.
81.
80.
86. Actor Robert Blake.
He's still alive. Is he in jail?
Yeah, I didn't realize he was still alive.
Is he still in jail?
I think he got out. Huh? I think. Did he not?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Robert Blake is 79.
83?
86. Dang. Gospel singer Bobby Jones.
He's got to be 77.
79.
81. Charlie wins 5.
I've actually met Bobby Jones. Nice guy.
Don't make this about yourself. there you go. All right, here's your song, Greg. This song came out in 1972. The guy who sings the song also wrote Get Back by the Beatles.
This is Billy Preston, Will It Go Round in Circles?
Nice job.
I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go down in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I've got a story, ain't got no morrow. Get the bad guy win every once in a while. I've got a story, ain't got no morrow.
every once in a while. When they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky. When they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky.
Your Sports Authority, WNSR, is now on 95.9 FM.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.